I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
I'm good, Leslie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. We're recording a little bit earlier, so.
We are. I know. And we had an adventure. Colorado has been experiencing wind days.
Girl, she windy. It's crazy.
Oh, my Lanta. And so we had a little adventure because right before we were going to record, half of my power went out in two rooms of my house. So I had to brave the elements and the wind and be the truest, like, butch me I could be and figure out how to flip a breaker switch.
I just had the manly men from, like, the men in Peter Pan and, like, the men in tights or whatever. Not Peter Pan, Robin Hood. Yeah. That was just like playing in my head while I'm picturing you outside.
Yeah. And I'm like walking against like 50 mile an hour winds. Yeah. It wasn't great.
But in my vision, your bangs look perfect still.
Well, and this is the aftermath. So maybe the wind is better than a hairdryer because I walked out there with wet hair.
Yes.
So feet hunkered to the ground, titties flapping in the wind. And here we are. God. Recording the podcast.
And here we are. Well, we made it, guys.
We made it. I had an update that I wanted to share with you, if you don't mind.
I have no minds at all.
Okay. So I've noticed in the last couple of episodes, there is this moment where we've had it a couple times where I've like stopped and checked the door behind me while we're podcasting and you're like, what just happened? Like, because I'm so like dramatic about it when I hear it.
Well, it just is alarming. Yeah, you just make an alarming face
because I like am a very jumpy person. Mm-hmm. So I jump like 6 feet out of my chair before I look.
Exactly.
So for a while I thought it was just mom anxiety because Ravioli has recently asked that we take the monitor out of her room.
Oh.
So like we used to have this little, you know, we went old school and we had a monitor we had to carry around the house and we would just kind of, you know, watch her like two doting parents do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
And one time, because you can talk through it, Craig and I used that like maybe two or three times and then it freaked her out.
Oh.
She was just like, something's talking to me through the carrot. I don't like it.
Oh, honey. She's like, I can't see anyone. Poor thing. Yeah.
And so Craig and I like profusely promised, like, we will never use that again. That was mommy and daddy. We're so sorry. And we didn't. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a one-time mistake. We stopped using it. But she periodically would bring it up. Like every 6 months. So it wasn't like a lot where we felt like we were like bullying her into keeping her monitor.
Okay.
We were able to like talk it away and she'd be like, okay.
Okay. All right.
Like we'd just explain like, no, that was mommy and daddy. We made a mistake. We'll never do it again. You promise. I promise. Like we just went through the same mantra. And then I started to notice those requests got closer and closer together.
Okay.
Until finally one night she just was like, I am not going to bed until that thing is out of here today.
Oh.
And I was like,
okay.
Aye, aye, Cappy. Like, you want some independence.
Yeah. Or something.
Or something. So I thought that the like weirdness, the weird vibes around the camera were those logical things, but she has been talking more and more about having dreams with a friend and the friend is like telling her what to do.
What are the requests?
Like, she'll be like, my sister said that she knows how to make jewelry and we should make some.
Okay, what else?
And so then we get a jewelry kit, and I'm like, okay, so we make jewelries. And then she's like, we have to make one for my sister. And then she'll like leave it on her dresser.
We're at that point. I got goosebumps. We're at that point of our lives. Oh no.
And so I'm just like, okay, but like when she's a little more naughty and like sometimes like she's in the three-nager, guys, and sometimes that comes with like screaming and hitting and
yeah.
So I ask her like, hey, that's not okay. Like, are you seeing that somewhere? Why are we, you know, kicking mom?
Mm-hmm. Being so aggressive.
And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she'll be like, oh, my sister does that. And I'm like, well, if your sister does that, she's not allowed in our house.
Why is it her sister? That's what I hate the most.
I don't know. And like my husband, I've talked about him before, guys. He watches Ghost Adventures frequently. He's up to date in the seasons.
Me like, too.
He and Leslie got to bond over the new season that recently came out.
It's good.
But he watches that.
Mm-hmm.
Religiously, one might say. And he won't admit that it's like a thing. He's like, oh, no, I like it because it's fake. And I'm like, is it?
The call's coming from inside the house. Like, I think you're confused, Craig.
Like some of it. 100%. Like it's a obviously little theatrical.
Yes.
But like sometimes no. Like sometimes they're actually kind of scary.
There was one that I legitimately like felt sick after I watched it. Like
you can tell when your favorite person on that TV show is acting and when he's not. Like
yeah. Absolutely.
He's got to tell, and it's bad acting. And
it's funny, Amber. It's all
satire. I know.
Yeah.
He's leaning in.
I'm convinced. Yeah.
But like the ones that are scary are scary, and he admits that sometimes there are some spooky ones, and I'm just like,
this is happening in our house. Well,
so then his explanation is she's very close with her cousin, and her cousin's a little bit older than her, and her cousin has these fun toys, and her cousin has this fun jewelry, but her cousin is very nice to her and like does not hurt her. And we know because we have been in the same room with them for hours on end. Like,
right. And you know, I know those kids. You know those kids.
Yeah.
Like, that's not,
like, they would never like, so I think that he's probably right in the part of like when she talks about wanting to make a bracelet. That's probably because her and her cousin made a bracelet like a week ago, and they did. But okay. When we're leaving it in a specific spot for an older sister, and sometimes she says younger sister.
Oh, so she changes age?
Yeah.
Let's ask. I'm really curious what she looks like. Let's ask for a picture of sister.
Oh my gosh.
Please.
Okay. Well, and right now we're still just doing scribbles. So like we're not going to get anything other than like scribbles.
No, but but if you tell her like draw mommy, like you'll see a person, right?
I will.
Yo, yeah.
I guess I've never asked her to draw something specifically. I just like let her do her thing and I ask her what it is.
Let's just see.
I'll try it.
Yeah, let's just see.
Yeah,
what
we'll
happens.
We'll try it because I actually haven't like led her in her art before. but that is an interesting thing that I just want to see.
I just want to know. Yeah, I'm just so curious.
So like the house has a weird vibe. The lights are flickering a lot right now.
Okay.
And I know we just talked about the wind and me like braving the breaker, but like we are supposed to have these like LED stupid lights that are expensive to replace.
Yeah, I know, they drive me nuts.
And they're supposed to be like, they're supposed to last forever is like how they sold them to us. And it wasn't like we upgraded to them. It's just a requirement in new builds in Colorado mm-hmm. now. And so they're talking about how we'll live in this house and probably be close to paying half of it off before we have to replace our lights.
Yeah. I just think that's like,
we've LEDs. Replaced like 12 of them.
I mean, that is a lot to replace, but like ours have gone out. Actually, that's not true. Our bathroom one has gone out like Flickers. 77 times. It's absurd.
And then you have to, and like, they're not, I don't know. It is what it
Trust
is.
Your
I
gut.
Think they make, yeah, I, well, and I think they make me feel like I'm in a hospital. Like, I hate the lights anyways. So also the lights just make me angry so that I'm like, am I making them break? Because I'm frustrated. You know what I mean?
The vibe at your house just, I'm sorry, seems terrible right Weird. Now. I know it. Like,
right?
Like, I have like a smell in my nose of like a hospital. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and like my house,
no,
I hope it doesn't spill.
No,
like
no, no, and the, okay, I'm sorry,
but it's just the lighting, like because they're the flat discs that like yeah. come in, they're in schools. They're just very like cheap and like probably really easy for builders to throw up anywhere.
Probably,
so it's just the vibe it gets. I told Craig I want an older house next time we buy a home. Yeah. I feel like I just feel like I don't like the requirements that builders have to like abide by now. It makes it feel very unoriginal.
Well, unoriginal. That's perfect. Like we yeah. both.
So like I want a little whimsy.
Yeah, like character. Yes. You know, like we both were insanely fortunate that our first home mm-hmm. was a new build. So we've been able to experience the clean cut, the sleek, right? The like the modern millennial gray vibe. Yours isn't millennial mm-hmm. gray, but like
mine is millennial gray. And every room so but my daughter's.
My whole house is millennial gray.
Yeah.
But like we've had that. We've lived that life. Like now I'm ready for our like old church converted into my house life, like
yeah, like for something that's like kind of cool.
I want built-ins. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is the energy I have. I love my home for what it is, but I also am acknowledging it's not my forever home. So I don't know if like my energy is causing the chaos. I don't know if Macy's little buddies are causing the chaos. I really don't know. Or if you're my husband, it's because the lights, he talked to an electrician and the electrician said, yeah, that's BS. Like you need to change LEDs frequently, you know?
You do. Not that I would not say that much. I feel like that's,
yeah.
That's well,
and it's
lot.
Like different lights. So like it started with one light that would flicker and then Craig fixed it. Mm-hmm. And then it started with like another light that would flicker. And then I'm like, oh my God, is our wiring in our house bad?
Oh yeah, sure.
Like uh-huh. I was like, oh my God, is this like an expensive thing that's happening right now?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But like he double checked with an electrician and the electrician was like, no, like they were all purchased probably from the same bundle. So they have the same like shelf
lifespan.
Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we've just been like slowly changing. We get like a pack of four every like
oh, nice.
Couple months.
Yeah. And just go around the house. All of our batteries are going out right now. Like all of our oh like our God. Smoke detectors and my AC, our thermostat battery. I was like, I didn't even know. I mean, which sounds really stupid, but like I didn't know there yeah. was a battery in that
I thought
thing.
It was plugged into electricity.
Kind of. That was plugged into the wall. Like, so is my whole heat going to turn off? Like what's, I don't know what that means. Anyway.
Yeah, so owning homes is crazy. But yeah, I don't know. It's just like it feels like there's a lot of interesting energy here and it doesn't necessarily feel great.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know, like I've just jibber jabbered for like 13 minutes, but
no,
it's just like what's going on and I'm kind of excited, but I'm also kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I understand what you mean, like being excited, yeah. but also being nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I just got I'm in a group text and I just looked at a bunch of
That's
messages.
Okay.
Anyway,
well, and I just think this is welcome to toddlerhood. I think this is part of I should be excited that some toddler parents right now are dealing with like negotiating their kid off of a tablet and I'm like teaching my kid that she's the boss and she can tell anything to leave her alone. Like,
and she shouldn't have a sister beating the crap out of her
in her dreams.
Yeah. Honey,
I know. So
we'll keep I mean the explorers would be great to keep updated, but at the minimum keep me updated yeah. with with what's going on. If you ask her, you know, what she looks like or ask her to draw her or like I know.
And it's either that or I'm just going to find out someday that my kid's real creative and I'm going to love that too.
I mean, I had some imaginary things. Like, I had imaginary dogs.
Yeah.
Not like your dogs, like your scary dogs. Like,
yeah. Like, no, like lovely. Yeah. You had pets that you pretend. Yeah. Yeah, my daughter also has those.
Yes. And I would, I had to like carry them on like a leash, and I was on, there was like seven of them. But like, so it could just be that, but like, she could also just be like seeing ghosts. Yeah.
Which like, be pretty cool if I don't know. It's just, it's an update.
The hair flip. It's an update. That was a fuck of an update. I'm so excited. I want to live vicariously through you.
Yeah. So I really, to wrap this all up, I noticed that I had a lot of jump scares recently, and I felt like it was time to tell you guys what was going on, because it started seeming like a little like gimmicky, like not on your end at all. Just like, I felt like I had jumped and said like, oh, there was a weird noise so many times that I needed to finally like be honest.
To acknowledge
what's going on in my house. Yeah.
To address the elephant in the room.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I'll keep you guys updated.
Okay, good.
We'll see if anything else seems jazzy. So, and I mean, a little bit too, like I said, it was maybe a goal of mine to like focus more on my spirituality this year. And I, you know, talked about some ideas that I had for some cleanses and stuff to do in my home. And I actually was able to do a couple of those. So like, that's something too that started happening. She's been seeing the sister way longer. Like, I think that's totally separate, but like maybe with like some energy shifts in my home.
No, trust your gut, trust your intuition. Like if you feel like something's off, then it is, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think I'm just going to keep doing what I need to do to like protect, but engage, and I'll keep you guys updated.
I will say, when you said, I'm just going to keep you completely glitched, and I heard this really loud bang, like a snap. Like, I am not, that's not a gimmick. I'm being 100% right now. So.
You know, I think that it's just my turn. I think that, like many things in our lives, Leslie jumped into the spirituality excursion first, and I kind of let her test the waters, and then I followed along. And I feel like when we started this podcast, I kept telling you about stuff I heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was
and
like,
that was... And that was really when, like, you first, like, stepped into, like, your journey. Mm-hmm. And maybe now I'm, like, solidifying that, like, I'm accepting that there's energy around me.
Definitely.
And,
like,
and I just have to sort out, like, what's allowed to stay and what has to go. Like, I don't recognize it yet.
Yeah. No, I totally. Mm-hmm. I even just had this conversation with someone that's in my life, and they were saying that like all ghosts are demons, and I was like, so you're telling me that like if anyone, and I didn't say names because it's me, I was like, so you're saying if anyone has like seen a ghost, that's a demon? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, oh,
so does that, what does that make you, like someone who's bad enough to see demons
apparently,
like, in his theology?
Yeah, I did break it to him. I was like, oh, well.
Oh, you told him.
I'm trying really hard to not.
You guys, not, that's a Patreon update. We still have not heard if you would be interested in Patreon. So, like, if you want to know, Leslie is living through some like crazy shit right now. And I think if we got even a penny from anybody, we could share it.
It's really funny. Like,
it's hilarious. It's a little concerning. And, like, also, I like, it's giving me, like, hope.
Oh, okay. We've done like an episode on like kind of like what's happening.
Yeah.
Like, not as aggressively, but like,
yeah. Yeah, but like, do you like conversations like this last 20 minutes? If you do, let us know. We could make a Patreon, a penny. We know times are tough. We're not asking for much.
Nope.
We don't want to be greedy.
Mm-mm.
A penny. We'll never up it. I don't know if we have control to set what our thing is at, but we promise we'll set it to a penny.
Well, like, and if not, we'll like Venmo you back.
Yeah.
We just, like, it needs to be
worth
it. We'll
make it a penny.
For sure. Like, we'll make it worth your while. It just needs to be. We're being needy, okay? Yeah, it needs to be reciprocated, okay?
Yeah, because that'd be like a deep dive into our lives.
That's so intimate. Like,
We'd be really vulnerable.
Not many people know that this thing is happening. So,
so like, if you're interested, shout it out.
Shout.
Even out. If you want to message us privately on our social medias, it doesn't have to be public.
It could be a lowercase shout. You know, yeah, we're not here to judge.
It could just be like a you could say yes, please don't respond back. We'll respect it.
You can send us like a gif of a penny. We'll take it. We get it.
Yeah.
We'll know what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I also don't like engaging on social media very often.
No. I go in phases. Right now, it's a no.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, you know. But anyways, that is our teaser. That's the update. I'll keep you guys updated. Maybe the next update will be on Patreon for a penny. But... I have no idea how you're going to segue this.
Well, it was kind of like a good segue when it was about like Rav and like her, her creepy little things. Well, just because we're talking about more creepy little things, but now I don't really know how to like segue it in.
It was there, guys.
We had it at one point. But tonight, this morning, whatever time it is, we're talking about the Kelly Hopkinsville encounter. Now, okay. This is a very well-known, very documented public case of a UFO sighting in America in 1955.
Okay.
So we'll just dig in. August 21st, 1955, Elmer Lucky, he's known as Sutton, and Billy Ray Taylor go to police in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, claiming that 12 to 15... quote, small alien creatures came down from an aircraft and were attacking their farmhouse for what they said was nearly 4 hours. Your face. The men claimed that they and their families had been fighting the creatures off with guns. As like these small figures kept peering into their windows and trying to come into their doorways.
Mm-hmm. I'll save my question till the end, actually. I think you'll answer it here.
Okay. So Elmer lived at the farmhouse with his mother, Glenny, which is the cutest name I've ever heard.
That's adorable.
His siblings, Lonnie, Charlton, Mary, and JC. Oh. Along with Elmer, his wife lived there named Arlene. And then Billy Ray was there with his wife, Vera. And then Arlene's brother, OP, was there. And then Billy Ray had a friend there whose wife was... like, there were 11 people at this house when this happened. There was a lot of...
Was the house big enough witnesses. For 11 people to be there?
Not really.
Okay.
My next bullet. So it was located in a super rural settlement in Kentucky. It was an unpainted 3-room house with no running water, no telephone, no energy, no electricity. It was just like a shack. And all these people were there. I will say the visitors were like circus people. Like, they were there like on holiday from like being in the circus. So I think they just lived weird lives.
Okay. All right. You know what? Now that the circus is involved in the clown car, I understand how they could fit 11 people into this three-bedroom small shack.
Small shack, right? I know. Yeah. I love how it's not even described as a three-bedroom. It's a three-room.
Like, there weren't beds in there.
We're talking hallways. So that was the farmhouse. The family says around 7 p.m., Billy Ray was getting water from the backyard when he noticed a silver object hovering in the sky. This is a direct quote from Billy Ray. It was real bright with an exhaust, all the colors of the rainbow. And it was just flying over the house. At first, he said it looked like it was going to fly over and just keep going. And then all of a sudden it stopped in midair and dropped straight to the ground. He was kind of like freaking out. So he runs in and he tells everybody like, holy shit. You know, he's from Kentucky. So it's like, holy shit.
Holy shit.
And everybody just thinks he's crazy and, you know, being silly or stupid. I will say Glenny said that alcohol was not permitted in the house. So, like, we can confirm that nobody was drunk during this.
Okay, because one of my theories was, what drugs were they on? Because, mm-hmm. like, backwoods, like, I'm not saying stereotypically anything about anyone and where they live, but...
Stereotypically?
Stereotypically, sometimes there's drugs floating around, just like mm-hmm. there's, you know, things everywhere. Moonshine. Either way.
Yeah, they didn't say anything about drugs, but they did say no alcohol.
I mean, I would assume if there's no alcohol, there's no drugs.
Yeah, if she said, like...
Seems like a weird counter.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine, like, Glennie, an old lady named Glennie being like, yeah, come smoke this crack, but, like, don't have the whiskey, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah. So, because that was my next, like, just, you always have to wonder,
right.
All any of these sightings, was anyone inebriated? I would mm-hmm. guess no, based on what you found.
Yeah, okay. No, I would also agree with that. So about an hour later, the family dog was outside and was just going absolutely bonkers. So Elmer and Billy Ray went outside, and when they reached, they were about to reach the back door, they noticed, like, a glow coming from the outside through the bottom of the door. And when they opened the door, they saw a small 3.5 foot tall creature standing there. They described it as, this is a quote, it had an oversized head, almost perfectly round, its arms extended almost to the ground, its hands had talons, and its oversized eyes glowed with a yellow light. Because there was kind of like a moonlight going, and they said they noticed that its skin was like a shimmer, looking like it was almost made out of metal. So the men, they see this 3 foot man, they freak the fuck out, so they grab what's closest to them, which are guns,
because they're in Kentucky.
Because they're in rural Kentucky.
Yeah.
And we know, because this is, again, super documented, it was a 20 gauge shotgun and a 22 rifle. So, like, we're talking, like, the rifle or whatever, but that shotgun, that's a big,
pretty loud,
that's a big boy. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And they fired at the little man, as they said in their, like, recount. They said that the creature had put its hands up in the air, like, just like you're picturing, like, I come in peace. But they continued to shoot at it, and they said that the creature did a flip, quote unquote, and fled into the darkness. I'm picturing, like, Jackie Chan.
Just like a cute little, like, hey bud, yes. And then, like, oh, gotta surprise them and get out of here.
Backflip out of here.
Like, flip of surprise, yeah. Yeah. Everyone's expecting me to turn and run. I'll flip.
But the hands up part just made me,
like,
broke my heart.
Because that was when I said I'm gonna save my questions till the end.
Okay.
That was my, how did they know if it was coming in peace or not? And clearly they just shot first and decided to ask questions later. Oh, absolutely. My God. This is why the aliens aren't coming, because they went to the wrong spot. They didn't go to somewhere like
normal
Boulder, Portland, somewhere where we keep it weird, Austin. Yeah. Like, if you are listening right now and you want to try to come back, go to those places.
Or come here. Like, we're cool. Yeah. We won't judge you as long as you don't hurt us.
Yeah. Like, you come up like this, we'll do the same thing.
And we'll just do, like, a little handsy dance, you know?
Oh, no. So that's why they're not coming back.
Because of these idiots. So they, you know, he flips away into the darkness, and the two go back inside. Shortly after, they see a similar creature appear at a side window. They just freak the fuck out and just start shooting. They just shoot through the window, shoot through the screen. Again, they say that he, like, ducked, flipped, did a flip, and then, like, scurried away. Glennie has this memory that she was hiding in the hallway, crouched down, and she saw one of the creatures appear by the front door. It looked like a 5-gallon gasoline can with a head on top and small legs.
So it's tiny.
So little. Like, why are we shooting it with a 20 gauge shotgun? Just a
little teeny tiny, like, little baby alien.
Just
guy.
A little ding. And she said he shined like her refrigerator, like the metal of her refrigerator. Billy Ray says that he went out of the farmhouse to, like, try to be like, this town ain't big enough for the two of us. And there was like this overhanging roof. And all of a sudden he felt like this claw come down off the roof. And it was like one of its hands grabbing his head and was like touching his hair. And he freaked the fuck out, just started shooting up in the up top of the roof. All of them said that they watched as the creature, quote, floated to the ground and then fled into the woods. They all went back inside, closed all the doors, closed all the windows, and said that they heard scratching at the door on the roof until about 11 p.m. that night, when they finally decided, like, fuck this. And they all 11 of them got in the car and went to the police station. The police chief at the time was a man named Russell Greenwell, not Wall, Whale. And he's quoted to say that these aren't the kind of people who normally run to the police for help. What they do is reach for their guns. Exactly like you said, like, yeah. Guns first, questions later.
Yeah. And like, no law that they don't abide by any law that. Yeah. They don't sit.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, they're like telling him, like, oh no, we were like shooting out these things. So they're like, who did you admitting shoot?
To shooting something.
Yeah. The cops are like, who did you shoot? Like, who did you kill? So they're like, great. You know, so they're prepared for a mass like homicide. And yeah. It's 11 at night, so they go to the farmhouse.
And the cops are like, hey, so you're admitting to killing someone in front of us, and you're like, they're probably like, we don't fuck with the people from where you're from because they'll shoot us for just being on their property. Like, they're probably very isolated.
Yes, they were. I mean,
and then they're remembering that they're like carnies. Right. So the cop is probably just like the bearded lady admitted to shooting.
Like, just freaking the fuck out. Yeah. Probably. I mean, actually, you know what? That kind of may explain some things. Like, I read it as, like, they were taking this genuine because these people wouldn't, like, come ask for help.
No, they're like, you guys are fucking weird. You probably killed, like, Bessie.
Right. Because, yeah, so the Hopkinsville police came, and then military police from a nearby. Oh,
why are the military getting involved in a rule something small? We already talked about this last Alien episode, guys. Why does the military know?
Well, and that was why I was like, oh, you know, it was definitely aliens. But now I'm wondering if maybe they thought they were going to die. And so they just were like, all hands on deck. And like, everybody responded.
They're like, carnies have killed some. We have murder.
There's been a murder. And so they're like, worried. Right. That's how I read it.
I think both could be true.
They both could be true. Yes, the military police show up, and then state police. So, like, the FBI also come. So everyone shows up at the farmhouse, but it's dark. But there's no sign of the creatures. There's no sign of, like, humans being dead. But, like, the house is torn to shit. And it's super obvious that, like, there's been a 20-gauge shotgun. Like,
that's been shot inside the
throughout home. Throughout the house. Yeah. And so they're like, you know what?
They told the truth about using the weapon.
Yes. They were like, you know what? Like, we're going to come back tomorrow. And
when there's light out. Uh-huh.
And they're like, we'll decide, like, what's going on. Now, Wikipedia has, like, the best mic drop ending. Wikipedia okay. says that they returned. The police went back the next day and the family was gone. Everyone had moved out and moved up. That's not true. Unfortunately, that would be such a good.
That would be. Ugh. Well, whoever wrote that Wikipedia really knows how to creative write.
I know. Chef's kiss ending.
Yeah.
However, we do know because all these people they're probably dead now, but they had, you know, actual reports of this. So that would be a great ending. However, the Glennie says that at 2:30 a.m., like after the cops had left, the creatures came back, and that there was one outside by her window all night, and it had its claw in the air, like on the window, just like sitting there. So yeah, they said they came back, and the family tried to like advertise the house for like people to come in and look and like, you know, see the damage done from the alien goblins, but Like, nobody... Well, because
they're circus folk, so they know, like, weird shit makes money.
That's true. And nothing came of it. Nothing happened. Nothing. They never could explain it. There was no signs of blood. There was no signs of, like, any damage other than to the fucking house. But it's so documented that we have, like, drawings of the spaceship, like, what it looked like, drawings of what the creatures looked like. And, yeah, it's one of the most well-documented UFO cases, actually.
That didn't get shut down. Like, because, like, they listed, like, there's nothing there. Like, I mean, I guess maybe that could be false. Maybe there was hidden things that they, you know, did. But but for the family to turn around so quickly and make it like a thing to look at, I think it'd be really hard to cover up what happened to 11 people.
Right. Or are we saying like they're all lying? Yeah. Like, I just don't.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how the FBI would cover this one. Like, it seems like a very thoroughly looked into case. And like, it just seems like they've actually released like real information. I don't know. Maybe I'm.
No, I think you're right. Like, it was like had an actual police investigation because they went to the police.
And like, it, in the military, it doesn't say anything about the military stepping in or taking over or anything like that.
No, I mean, I'll be honest. I only used three. I only looked at three articles. So I guess maybe there's something that I don't know, which is definitely possible. No. But,
it's just I'm comparing it to the last Alien episode that we mean? Because like that one was so obviously like botched. On purpose. Like that one, but it was documented that the military took over. Like it, so it's almost like the, because there's no documentation of someone else trying to get into it, I think that like the alien cleaned up after itself and like they literally couldn't find anything.
What if the bullets just like, because they all said it looked like metal, if it just like bounced off?
And it's fine. Like, what if it's just like, oh, no, they're not cool. And like, they're never going to come visit the planet again. Like, that's just an explorer who realized, like, nope, they won't even let me attempt to talk to them. Like, skip that.
I know. The little
but you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. No, I think it's no wonder they don't want to help us or, you know.
Nah, like, they sent them to the wrong spot in the wrong timeline with the wrong people. And they were like, oh, we'll just put a big red X through that one.
Oh, well, hopefully if they're listening, come back.
Again, like maybe they're just being more selective. Because this is what I wonder. I wonder if the alien stories are about like failed, like attempts at abducting people and they're just like, oh, we don't want that one. Like that one's crazy. And so like we never hear about the good abduction stories because they didn't come back.
Oh no.
You know what I mean? Just, like lived with they're just forever. Like, oh, like and hopefully it's lovely and hopefully it's like a great time.
What a lovely thought.
Yeah.
What a world we could live in potentially.
I'm just looking for the hope, guys.
It's so bleak right now.
I have to make up my own fan fiction about the world.
Well, hopefully it's a good one. Hopefully it's a good rewrite, you know?
Well, Leslie, I love this. This is so, like...
Thanks.
I've never heard of this story. I've never heard of these, like, this family.
These carny these folk.
But I just really... This might be like one of my favorite stories that you've ever told.
Oh my gosh.
It's so stinking funny.
It's hilarious. Yeah. Like a bunch of hillbillies shooting rifles and shotguns at aliens. And they're doing flips off the roof. It's hysterical. It's funniest an old story Western. Ever.
Like it is just an old, like, remember when you'd hear the ping and then like everything in the water trough would flip over and you're like, oh, stuntmen. What a time to be alive where you get paid to like flip off of things.
And maybe they, you know, they were just a bunch of performers. Maybe it was just a big hoax, but it's pretty funny.
I kind of love
like,
that,
it's a
too.
Funny hoax.
I kind of, if it, yeah, like, right. What if, like, they were so smart that they, like, tricked everybody and...
Wouldn't that be
and,
some
like,
shit?
They didn't even have to do any... All they had to do was shoot up their shack. They didn't even have to, like, make a fake alien or make fake alien blood. Like, they just put holes in a shack.
They just fucked up their house. That sucked to begin with anyway. I know. Hopefully, maybe they were like, we need to get rid of this house. But like they were trying to, you know, crash with like gap insurance. You know what I mean? Like, that's what
committing fraud. Like,
yeah. So they were like, we need to come up with something.
And like, that's what's plausible. What's most plausible, but you can't argue other than aliens.
It's clearly the only choice.
You know, this is actually funny. It's a quick segue, really fast. My coworker used to be an insurance agent, and she just told me the one that stuck with her, and it's about fraud. So this okay. dude like says his dirt bike and his mountain bike got stolen at the same time because he went somewhere to go dirt biking and mountain biking. So he'd like ride his dirt bike for a little bit, drive it back to the truck, and then ride the mountain bike and then drive it back, and then somehow both of them got stolen. And so she was an adjuster, and she kind of, you know, said to her team, like, I feel like he's like being really weird, the story doesn't make sense, but like they couldn't find any mm-hmm. proof, right? Like he reported right. it stolen and nothing came back. His daughter years later admits to the police that he was rebuilding his basement, needed money to finish it, so he said his stuff was stolen. And then he put the pieces of the dirt bike and the mountain bike into the walls and like closed it when he was rebuilding the basement.
It's like a fucking serial killer, but like that's with what dirt
I
bikes.
Said. I was like, this is his first step because he's gonna kill people.
Literally, that's the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
I literally fucking said that. I love that so much. And like, she was like, that's the first time I've ever heard someone say that. And I was
that
like,
seems
it's
like
so
the
obvious.
Stop, Jinx. It literally seems like the obvious answer.
It's literally word for word the fucking conversation.
Well.
But.
At least
then
we're consistent.
I know. And then she was like, I was like, sweet. Like, his daughter just like flipped on him and she was like, yeah. Like.
Was he dead?
No. Like, oh. She just decided like one day the guilt had eaten her alive, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And then one day she just reported to the police that she. Saw
she just said fuck it.
She saw her dad hide the stuff behind the wall, and then the mm-hmm. cops came in and like broke down the wall, and like a teeny tiny town.
Everybody knows.
And so she just admitted to the cops that she saw her dad do it, and he was like in prison for like lying, because it's like a federal offense to lie on insurance.
My God. Like my job.
Yeah, he was charged with like a federal level of insurance fraud. For a dirt bike, a mountain bike, and finishing a fucking basement. If you're going to get nuts. federally charged for fraud. charged for fraud. I can't do it.
Say that three times fast.
No.
No.
But if you're going to have that happen, go big or go home. Don't finish a basement. Steal a billion-dollar home. Like...
It was great for the moment while he had it.
So dumb. So dumb.
So dumb.
So
dumb.
So fraud could be an option too, guys.
Who knows? Not us.
Not I. Oh my gosh, Leslie, I love this. This was so fucking funny.
Fraud, aliens, ghosts, like we've had it all. We've had the trio.
We have. Guys, we finally hit it. Is this the time? Is this the moment where you guys are like, it's time to send them an emoji of a penny, and we're gonna get the Patreon started, guys, which just means recording what we talk about before the podcast.
Let's get that ball
it's
rolling.
Literally no more work for Leslie and I other than just recording. It
No, I was thinking like I probably won't even like edit it. I'll probably just like upload the whole thing, which is terrifying, but anyway.
We're thinking about it, though, guys. So let us know if you're interested.
We are thinking. So this was fun. Thanks for letting me blow.
Oh, this was a good one. I love it. I'm going to listen to this one multiple times. I already know.
Thanks. Thanks, guys. I've got nothing else to say. And if you have nothing else to say, then we will spook you next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God.